With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In the wake of the deadly attack by Hamas terrorists on Israelis October 7th, anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head around the world. In Russia, an angry Muslim mob stormed an airport in Dagestan looking for Jewish passengers. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the video of that mob storming the airport is truly frightening.
A chilling demonstration of hate, bigotry, intimidation. Some people have compared it to the pogroms of the late 19th and early 20th century, and I think that's probably an apt description given that video that we've seen out there.
He says there's been no condemnation from Kremlin leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. Also at SRNnews.com, two U.S. senators are working to pass the Kids Online Safety Act to protect kids and teenagers.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn was joined by the bill's co-sponsor, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, last week in a roundtable with parents whose children fell victim to the dangers of social media. Senator Blackburn spoke with Salem Radio about the terms of the bill.
What it would do is put the burden on social media to establish a duty of care, to do safety by design, to give a toolbox that kids and parents can use to keep kids from being exposed to things that are really illegal.
The legislation was first introduced in February 2022. George Williams reporting.
United Auto Workers reaches a tentative deal with GM that puts an end to the strike that began more than 6 weeks ago. GM is the last of Detroit's big three automakers to reach a deal after the UAW reached an agreement with Stellantis over the weekend and with Ford earlier last week. The new deal includes boost in wages and benefits and reduces an eight-year path to top wages to 3 years. This is SRN News. America's pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who take part in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. 35 states have laws that criminalize HIV exposure initially designed to discourage HIV transmission. This is SRN News. Americans continue to spend despite high prices, but the question is, can it last?
For at least a year now, most economists have been predicting a recession, as well as what they call the death of the consumer. But so far, no recession is in sight, and consumers as a whole appear to be doing pretty well. There are predictions that spending might cool in the coming months, yet it's far from clear that it will collapse. Economists are confounded, but they caution that the vigorous spending isn't likely to continue. Many households have been pulling money from a shrinking pool of savings. Others have been turning increasingly to credit cards. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal judge orders Border Patrol to stop cutting razor wire on the southern border, Texas. Federal agents have been cutting the wire and moving it to allow illegal immigrants into the U.S. In the ruling, District Judge Aaliyah Moses said the barrier can only be dismantled to provide aid for medical emergencies. More details at SRNnews.com.